This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingusPower.
Austin, I'm Tom Perumian. The city of Deer Park has wrapped up operations after a suspicious odor incident at a chemical facility sent two Shell employees to the hospital. Captain David Jasper with the Harris County Sheriff's Office says there is no ongoing danger.
Right now, we're being told the air quality is safe and it is not a risk to the public. The source of the leak has not been identified. The chemical has not been identified.
The Deer Park Office of Emergency Management said on social media no hazardous readings were detected within city limits and that air monitoring will continue. Taking a look at weather, tonight mostly clear, low of 77. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, 99 the expected high, 106 the feel-like temperature. Right now, partly cloudy, 93 degrees on the UH campus. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Good afternoon. We're coming to you today with an emergency fundraiser because we learned last Friday that federal funding for public media has been cut. This campaign, though, it's different. We've launched our resiliency fund that'll be used to bridge the gap of the loss of the $2.2 million annually in federal funds. Help build the resiliency fund now at HoustonPublicMedia.org. Good evening. My name is Josh Adams. I'm here with Brenda Valdivia.
Houston Public Media is facing an annual $2.2 million cut in federal funding, impacting the programs and services that keep our community informed, educated, and connected. That's why we've launched the Resiliency Fund to ensure NPR News, PBS programs, and local content like Houston Matters and Hello Houston continue without interruption. Your support matters more than ever. Give today at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or by calling 888-909-0887.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. And